Inside Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here. Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, just plain right. We are here Monday through Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. on the News Talk Powerhouse in North Alabama, and this really is the biggest show in the afternoons across North Alabama now, and that's all because of you guys out there in the audience, so thank you for that. It is an honor to have this platform and to be have a chance to be with you daily. And Ms. Copper is, as always, running the board. Good day to you, Ms. Copper.
Good day. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day there. That's I got everything. I got caffeine. I got chocolate. I got my triple dipper lined up for today with three stories you got to know. I got paper like crazy. I showed you all that paper, Copper. That's just like...
Yeah, that picture. At least it's organized. That's
it's
good.
Organized. It's organized. It's highlighted. It's prepped. It's ready. Nice. It's also killing a whole lot of trees. So the environmental activists are probably getting mad at me right about now. But anyway, that's my life. That's right. I'll recycle it all. And I do. Hey, listen, I got to dive right in here because there's something happening right now, and I'm going to spend some time in the first segment just exposing for you the level of smoke screening that we're seeing out of the Biden administration right now, and then I'll tell you too what my other portions of the triple dip are going to be right after I get through with my right side way here. But the smoke screen is unbelievable. Now listen, there's a slang phrase that Army guys use often, especially when you're in the infantry like I was. We just like to say pop smoke. And in real life, what that means is if you're popping smoke, you're popping a smoke grenade to cover, you know, your withdrawal or to signal incoming aircraft. And we use it all the time as slang to signal that it's just time to leave. We'll say things like, you know, you're hanging out on Saturday night with the guys. You say, all right, fellas, fun's over. Time to pop smoke, meaning it's time to go. Well, bit of a true confession time here. I was once a brand new lieutenant. Brand spanking new, fresh out of the box, green behind the ears lieutenant. Lieutenants are not known for doing everything right. There's all kinds of jokes about a lieutenant getting lost in the woods with his compass. I mean, back then, when you're a lieutenant, you know the only people who do things right are captains. That's not always true either. But as a young lieutenant, I was honored to be a platoon leader for a LRS platoon, LRS, Long Range Surveillance. I mean, I had me a bunch of testosterone-filled recon paratroopers, and we trained hard. And we did all that we could to live up to the image that we had for ourselves, if you know what I mean. So one time, my platoon sergeant and I were given leeway to perform platoon-level training, and we came up with a great idea. We were going to simulate a reconnaissance mission of drug trafficking operations. Yeah, makes sense. So in and around the community of Cartersville, Georgia, we inserted our teams into the woods. They all went in and developed their hide sites. All of them had overwatch capability of major roads, and they had to watch for these key vehicles that we had briefed them on, and they had to report the movements, and we had marked those vehicles so that we would know if they were fully mission capable and they were reporting things back to us, right? We even coordinated, thought this was smart, we coordinated with the local police so that we could even simulate occasional chases of the target vehicles, and that would also get reported back in their intel. Well, then we even had the better idea. We thought, okay, each one of our teams is going to carry a series of envelopes. And at certain times of the mission, 36 hours long, they had to open an envelope. Envelope 1, envelope 2. And all of these envelopes had instructions about key military tasks they had to do. All very solid stuff, right? You know, perform certain operations on the radio, perform weapons checks, do all kinds of things, lay out sectors of fire, whatever, make a range card, yada, yada, yada. All right. The last envelope, though, opened at roughly 03 in the morning, was to tell them that they had been compromised and they had to execute an effective escape and evasion back to a known site in town during the night. And we coordinated with the police, right? But, yeah, we forgot to coordinate with the sheriff's department. So you can see where this is going. So one of my teams, just a bunch of solid dudes, you know, they did what Joes will do. They found a shortcut. A shortcut, you know, in the middle of the night through a populated area with guns. Dark of the night. So when the local deputy got a call about armed men climbing over someone's fence, he rode out there to check it out. And my guys, since we already had police involved before, my guys believed it was all part of the exercise. And they answered his confrontation by literally doing what they were trained to do. Well, they popped smoke. Several smoke grenades, I'm told. And they lit him up with M16s firing blanks and coordinated and conducted then a picture-perfect withdrawal by fire. He's calling for backup. Yeah, we didn't see that coming. And I will say this, they got away. But my company commander had to go down to the sheriff's office the next day and do some explaining. And we're just lucky nobody got shot, and luckily that I was allowed to continue my military career. Thank you, Captain Weichel, for your understanding back then. So why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you, of course, because it's an analogy. Have you seen what's happening in the Biden administration right now? There is nothing going right. They continue to pop smoke and attempt to withdraw, but they fail epically over and over again. Let's take it down the line here. Afghanistan, complete debacle. Lives lost, service members killed, Americans abandoned. No worries, we'll pop smoke and launch a drone strike on ISIS-K, which went very badly. All right, quick, pop smoke. Let's trot out a speech on handling COVID. We'll mandate vaccines. We'll promise the start of boosters, which went very badly, with the vaccine mandates soon being immediately thwarted by all parties and threatened with lawsuits by governors and attorneys general, followed quickly thereafter by the FDA, hosing the plan for boosters. Quick, pop smoke. Let's get back to infrastructure. We've got to have a bill to build back better. We'll do it in two bills, both of them in the trillions. It'll be great. Which is going awful, by the way, resulting in Democrat-on-Democrat fighting over pork and progressive projects and the GOP just laughing as the Republicans watch the plan imploding right now. Quick, pop smoke. Go to the UN. Give a speech. Promise to care for human rights and be a globalist with freedom and love for all, which did not jibe when you consider the crisis that's been growing at the border during the same time frame, which has begun to overshadow much of the news cycle that could have been devoted to his globalist speech. Haitians are beginning to overwhelm Border Patrol agents and state agencies by the tens of thousands. Quick, pop smoke. Let's turn that whole border thing into police cruelty. Somebody come up with a story about, I don't know, Border Patrol agents using whips against poor Haitian immigrants seeking their new life in America. Except, there's this novel new thing called video, and it clearly shows that's not the truth. Quick, pop smoke. Pivot back to Biden's perceived strength in foreign policy. Set up meetings and international alliances. Which has really gone pretty badly when France, our nation's oldest ally, withdrew its ambassador in protest. And then the meeting yesterday with Great Britain's prime minister ended really awkwardly when the prime minister took questions from the press, but President Biden refused to do so. Well, quick, pop smoke. Get the talking points out to the media. Tell them to give us some cover. Which really went pretty badly when the White House press corps, finally at their wit's end, filed a written grievance against the administration for shutting down all measure of access and transparency. And on it goes. You see, popping smoke does no good if you don't consider the winds, if you don't consider your lane of withdrawal, if you don't consider the location of your enemies. When you pop smoke, you run the risk of obscuring your own ability to safely exit, and you run the risk of blinding yourself. It's not effective if you don't know how to make use of it. And what we're seeing right now, the Biden administration is struggling with every aspect of their operations. Their infill, their exfill, their actions on the objective, all of it. They are as lost as a second lieutenant in the woods with a compass. And even the media won't screen their movements at this point. Time to pop smoke, Joe. And that's a wrap for the right side way. Well, all right. More to come here. But I'm telling you, folks, as we head into this short break, just know this. There is plenty more where that came from. We come back from this one, I'm going to tell you about the triple dipper for the day, the three stories you got to know. But right now, just consider what I just said. I just ran down a litany of things, a litany. And every single one of them seems to be timed to try and cover up the previous one that was a mess. And every time they try, they make a new mess. And it keeps going on and on and on. Folks, it's the biggest debacle in leadership I've ever seen. And guess what? I'll start unpacking that for you in a few minutes because the polls are showing it, and there's a whole lot riding this week on the Biden administration's agenda. May or may not even happen. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.